An American icon up in Minnesota, the Boundary Waters, David Sparks, with Sportsman Spotlight. Listen to this. On my third cast, I hooked what I thought was a log. I struggled for a minute. My rod bowed deeply before a 3.5-pound smallmouth surfaced. We're talking about an adventure in a place to escape. Here's Colin Kearns, editor-in-chief of Field & Stream.
A place to escape. So this is within the American Icons package. This is a story about the Boundary Waters. So one of our writers did a trip with a big group of people last year. He went paddling and camping, and they caught some walleye and smallmouth and cooked some good steaks out in the woods and just had a great adventure. You know, Boundary Waters is not a place I've ever been to, but it's really high on my bucket list. It's just looks like an incredible place.
I haven't been there either, Colin, but I'm going to assume that the term Boundary Waters means boundary between borders, like the U.S. and Canada?
The Boundary Waters, it's a wilderness area in Minnesota, just below Canada, and it's, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of acres, but yeah, it's back country and backwater outdoorsman's paradise. Just endless places you can canoe and paddle and portage and great camping and fishing. It's an incredible place.
An incredible place with another species of fighting fish, northern pike. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.